okay, this is the last podcast before I go and do something, because I'm just out here on this like soccer field, because I like to study here because it's the only place in this whole freaking city where there's not a billion people just walking around, because that's the one thing that annoys me so much, that there's no place where you can get some peace and quiet. Like, there's just nowhere because there's just so many people. But you know, I guess since most people aren't going to be exercising, you know, no one, and especially not going to watch people exercise, no one's going to be on the soccer field, and I'm in the, like, these bleachers, so it's like it's the only place where I can be where I'm not literally like 5 feet away from someone or closer, because it's kind of crazy. Like, maybe I'll talk about this in another podcast, but you know, stuff like, you know, people are going on dates and they're like, you know, they're, you know, being intimate and they're like 2 freaking inches away from someone else because, like, I guess there's not enough room or there's no like places where they can have privacy, not even in their own like home, because, you know, the rooms are small and like da 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 da. So the only place they can get is this one spot where, you know, you're right next to anyone, everyone, anyway. So it's kind of, you know, that's just the thing. But yeah, so what did I want to talk about? I wanted to bring it back to math. It's just a simple little podcast that I want to talk about. So usually when you're learning something, say history or even science sometimes, you know, well, when I say science, I mean like high school level science where it's just facts and stuff, or English and blah, 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 blah. They will teach you and tell you like, okay, this is what you need to do. This is why this is done. Okay, now go do it. And maybe if you want to learn more, if you want to learn extra for some particular, some random reason, you want to learn like, oh, how did they learn that Caesar, you know, invaded the freaking Alexandria? Like, how did they learn that? You can search that up yourself. But when they're teaching you, they're going to just tell you the facts. They're going to say, Caesar went to Alexandria for this, and then he did this, and then that happened. They don't say, oh, actually, if you want to, you know, did you know Caesar went to Alexandria? If you want to know, if you want to get past this class, you got to tell me what he did in Alexandria by going to Alexandria and learning it yourself. You know how crazy that would sound? That sounds freaking ridiculous. But the point I want to make is that that is a thing that's done in math, though. For math, they will say the very, very smallest, like, amount. They'll say, like, okay, so we want to learn the eigenvectors of this. You have to do this and this. So, you know, figure it out. Just figure it out. You got to figure it out yourself. Even say CS. CS, they'll go, yes, when we're finding clusters, you know, you have to do this, this, this. They don't tell you how to do this, this, this. They just tell you, you got to do this, this, this. And then they basically expect you to either spend your whole freaking year or whatever, whole freaking week figuring it out, like, you know, researching, learning how to do it. Or they, I guess, expect you to just figure it out yourself. Like, they're like, oh, we gave you the pseudocode. Or not even the pseudocode. They don't give you the pseudocode. They give you like the pseudocode. Like, it's just like the base. But in every other subject, you know, it'll be like, okay, you know, yes, this is how it's done. This is where it's done. There you go. If you want to learn more, you can learn it yourself, because we're just going to tell you exactly what you need to know. But for some reason with math, it's never exactly what you need to know. It's like kind of almost what you need to know, and then you have to figure it out yourself for the rest. And I don't understand, like, and I can understand kind of, you know, teachers like, oh, but students need to learn how to think for themselves and figure out problems by themselves. So that's why we are not going to tell them everything. They need to figure it out themselves so then they can learn better. But I don't think that's realistic. That's not how people learn. People learn by sharing, not by freaking like doing all this bull crap. Like in the past, like people are still teaching, like we still have libraries and people actually unironically use libraries. No one uses freaking libraries anymore. We use the internet to get our information. We like getting the facts. We like just knowing, because there's so much information, so much information you can get at one point. So why hide it? Why hide it? It doesn't make sense. Just tell the student what they need to know. I truly do not believe that it will make a student learn worse. Like, for example, say video editing. Like, I don't need to know why certain things happen for video editing or why certain techniques are used or whatever. Most people, when they're doing it, they just do it. Like, some people make videos that are really, really good on the internet, really, really funny. They don't know the rules of comedy. They don't know the rules of video making, but it's good. And the people who do like really good edits, a lot of times, I would say most of the time for nowadays, they just look up a tutorial on YouTube. They just look up a tutorial. They don't need to figure it out themselves. They can expand on it. Sure, sure. Like when the person tells them, okay, to make an explosion effect, make sure you add this type of lens flare. Make sure you add a little shake to make stuff more intense. You know, change the lighting like this. Like, yeah, they're telling you word for word. And then someone who's making their own video, maybe they can expand on that. Like, oh, I don't need really an orange lighting for my video. I'll use a green lighting because it's a space movie. Like, you're still learning. And then you never forget because someone told you. It's the same like if you're like building a car, or not building a car, like fixing a car. They don't just say like, oh, you got to replace the wheel and you got to use this tool. Figure it out. No, they show you, this is what you do. Here's the tool you use. Now you put the tool here and, you know, twist, 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 blah, 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 blah. And then you learn. Like maybe you forget at some point. Maybe you don't, but you do learn. And then I feel like when they do it this bullcrap way, you learn slower. You learn way slower. And then you can learn the wrong way because they're relying on you to figure whatever bullcrap out that's already been figured out. If it's already been figured out, just tell you what
to do. Like, I don't need to know the history of how freaking derivatives were made. You don't have to tell me this long way. Just tell me the way. Tell me the quick, easy way, because that's what we do now. We don't do this freaking long way anymore. I don't need to learn the history. I'm not taking the history of math. I'm just trying to pass this course. Gosh, these freaking teachers don't know how to teach for the modern age. Yeah, I said it. I freaking said it. But yeah, that's the mini wisdom of the day that, you know, hopefully future teachers will realize. Just tell them how to do it instead of doing all these freaking games. Just tell them how to do it, and then they will learn. And when they learn, they will remember. And when they remember, they will do better in classes from before or afterwards. And when they do better in classes afterward, there'll be smarter people. And when they're smarter people, there'll be a better future. And what is a better future? Happy, 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 fun times. People like to play these games, maybe because it makes them feel more superior. Like, oh man, I don't want to teach them the easy way because I did it the hard way. Like, okay, that's how the world works. When stuff advances, things get better. You don't hear me complaining like, oh man, these guys, they get freaking supercomputers that were supercomputers back in my day. Oh man, when I wanted to play Roblox, I had to only play on my computer at home. But now people can play on their phone. No, you don't hear me complaining about that. Why? Because that's stupid. But for some reason, teachers are like, oh, they have to do it the hard. They're not doing it the difficult way like I did it. Then they're just not ready for this. Like, shut up, freaking idiots. I said it. But yeah, that's the freaking end of the podcast. Is this related to freaking university? Yeah, it is. It's related to all teaching. High school, middle school, primary school, freaking college, all of it. Graduate school, all of it. Postgrad, they all teach this way. They're all stupid. I'm the only smart person in the world. You heard it here first. But yeah, podcast is over.